Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, we are up. So this is the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. We are brought to you by Remy Martin, as per usual. And I promised everyone on House of L that there was going to be a WrestleMania pod. But I am no longer qualified to do the WrestleMania pod, even though one of the things I did at the start of my career at The Score was a show called WrestleManiacs that used to come on before Raw or after Raw and Nitro on Monday night. I did that with Jonathan Hood for like 4 years. It was a lot of fun. I still like keep a toe in wrestling, but I don't keep a whole foot in wrestling. Something big happens, usually I'm on it. But my man Chris is in. Like, he knows what's going on in the industry. And so about a month ago, I was like, man, will you come and do a pod for House of L? Because we were just talking, and Chris went off for like 10 minutes on his thoughts about what's happening in the world of sports and entertainment. So yeah. I was like, let's do this. Let's give the people what they want, and let's give them a WrestleMania preview. And you were cool enough to say, yes, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to think I'm cool.
Well, yeah, you are. And here's the funny part. So before I left the station, Chris works at WBBM, and before I left the station, he's like, so how long can I go? And I was like, well, I was thinking 20, and he got a sad look on his face. He got real sad about that 20 minutes. So I'm like, you know what? It's your world, fam. You do what you want. It's however long you want to go, go. All right? I'm gonna let you do your thing, and I'm just going to slide to the side and let you do your thing. The new WrestleManiac himself, Chris Lopez. The world is your kid. Do it.
Word. Thank you, Lawrence. What's going on, House of L podcast? For those who don't know, my name is Chris Anthony Lopez. And as Lauren said, yes, I do work at WBBM here in Chicago. But right now, as he said, I'm a WrestleManiac. We're talking about WrestleMania. Boom. Simple as that. Wrestling. Pro wrestling's back, guys. Like, isn't it crazy to say that out loud, that pro wrestling is back in the mainstream, back in the zeitgeist? We're talking about it. It's on the big news stations. We're talking about it on all these big sports networks. It's hard to avoid it nowadays. Wrestling is arguably the biggest it's ever been. Yes, that includes the Attitude Era. Yes, that includes Hulkamania, all that fun stuff that we used to get back in the day. But wrestling's so back. We are back here, and we're here to talk about WrestleMania 41, taking place April 19th and 20th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this is the first time WrestleMania has been in Nevada since WrestleMania 9. And for those who were around for WrestleMania 9, the main event was Yokozuna and Bret Hart until it was Yokozuna and Hulk Hogan. But that's a whole different thing. We can talk about that on a different podcast. But right here on the House of L, right now, we're talking about WrestleMania 41. Where do we even begin, right? Where do we start? Do we start at WrestleMania 40 last year with the triumphant win of Cody Rhodes toppling the tribal chief Roman Reigns? Or do we begin at the Royal Rumble this past January, or February, I should say, in Indianapolis? Do we start there? I say we start with the earth-shattering news out of the Elimination Chamber that Lawrence actually covered on the House of L. And that's Elimination Chamber. John Cena. It's the big retirement year for John Cena. And he's back for 1 year and 1 year only. He said he's gone on record. At the end of this year, I'm done. He's done. All right, cool. So what about John Cena turning heel for the first time in a very long time against the undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes? Wow. A lot of people wanted it. Little did folks expect it, but we got it in the retirement year of John Cena. And that's the main event of this year's show. The main event of night two, WrestleMania Sunday, John Cena versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Championship. Pretty crazy to say out loud. I'm still kind of like shaken up at the idea of John Cena as a heel. It's weird to see him, you know, actively reject the crowd and make fun of the people chanting and actively weaponize chants against the people chanting them. It's kind of weird, but we're here. This is the reality we live in. And Cody Rhodes is our hero from WrestleMania 40. And I am just, again, taken aback by what is truly happening in world wrestling entertainment nowadays. And this is just one of the many storylines that's going down at this weekend's WrestleMania. As of this taping, we're taping this after Monday Night Raw on April 14th. And by the time that WrestleMania happens this weekend, SmackDown would have happened, and John Cena and Cody Rhodes are both advertised for that show. So we're going to get one last confrontation between the two of them. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little whelmed. I'm just whelmed by their big feud. Because it's John Cena. It's the biggest star in the world right now. He's been the face of the WWE for, what, 23 years? 20-ish years? Right? Whether it's the Dr. Thugonomics or if it's, you know, you can't see me, all that whole gimmick. And now he's Peacemaker. And now he's doing all these movies and he's bigger than wrestling now. But he's back and he's wrestling Cody Rhodes. And John has had little in-ring activity over the last few years. And he's the biggest question mark going into the weekend. Is he going to win the world title? I'll give my predictions for the show later in this pod. But the Cody Rhodes of it all is also pretty interesting. Cody's gone on record saying that John is someone he looked up to. They used to ride together on the road back in the day when Cody Rhodes was still maybe dashing and he was still Dusty Rhodes' kid. Granted, he still might be Dusty's kid, but he's the American Nightmare now. And for those who don't know Cody Rhodes' story, that's a whole different conversation for a different pod, but he's a pivotal part of the inception of AEW, All Elite Wrestling. You can't talk about AEW and its first 5 years without talking about Cody Rhodes. You simply cannot. And now the guy that left and helped create the rival to WWE, the biggest rival they've had since WCW, and they've recently eclipsed the episode count that WCW Nitro had not too long ago. But Cody, the guy that looked up to John, left the company, started AEW, came back, and is now wrestling John Cena in John Cena's last WrestleMania. That's the biggest story. The biggest question mark, where's The Rock? Where's Dwayne? The Rock was looking for Cody's soul, and he couldn't find it. Couldn't get it, but he took John Cena's instead at the Elimination Chamber. We haven't seen Dwayne since. Don't hold your breath on seeing Dwayne. Granted, again, we have not seen SmackDown yet, and maybe The Rock will show up at WrestleMania. But I'm not going to hold my breath. But there's a bunch of other matches going down WrestleMania weekend, and I can do a little list. I can list them off. We can sit here and rattle off and talk about all these different matches going on. But another big feud that's been going into WrestleMania this year is the actual main event of Night 1, WrestleMania Saturday. The tribal chief, Roman Reigns, the architect, the visionary, Seth Rollins, and the Second City Saint, CM Punk. That's the main event for WrestleMania Saturday. Talk about feuds that are just a bit whelmed at this point. The biggest critique that I've seen of this feud itself, right, between three pillars of WWE right now, three faces of the program, what are we doing in the long run? I know we're all about moments in WWE, but this triple threat just seems like it's a bunch of loose storylines and they're trying to piece them together. There's the Seth Rollins and CM Punk of it all. They had their feud earlier this year, and we thought that they finished that off earlier this year. Guess not. There's the Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns of it all, the former Shield members. And as we saw on Raw, they did the Shield chair, hit him in the back from that June 2nd, 2014 episode of Raw where Seth Rollins turned on the Shield. And then there's the CM Punk and Roman Reigns of it all, and Paul Heyman's right there. We found out what the favor was, the big favor that has been looming over World Wrestling Entertainment that CM Punk has had from Paul Heyman. What is it? What is it? Paul Heyman is in CM Punk's corner for WrestleMania Saturday. We haven't seen that in well over a decade. CM Punk and Paul Heyman, they were forced together. But now Paul's been tied up with the Bloodline for the last few years. What's it going to look like when the Tribal Chief doesn't have his wise man? Who knows? Who knows? We're going to find out on WrestleMania Saturday. Again, going into this WrestleMania is a little weird, right? The vibe for me has been that the build hasn't been as exciting. And maybe it's because we've been so spoiled. Because last year, we had the incredible build of Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. And The Rock was around every other week. I had the pleasure of being at the Chicago Raw episode where The Rock just showed up. It's pretty cool. But that build was extraordinary. This time, something feels a little off. Not saying it's bad. It's not bad. This WrestleMania build has not been bad. But what have we been doing as a company that, like, in regards to writing these storylines that can get people to be compelled outside of, oh, it's my favorite wrestler? That's been the issue. There are a few shining stars in all of this in the WrestleMania build, right? One of them is, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Jey Uso and Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship. I mentioned the Royal Rumble back at the top of this pod. The Royal Rumble happened in early February. Jey Uso won the men's Royal Rumble to a raucous ovation. It was crazy. I wasn't even in Indianapolis, and I heard it from up here in Chicago. It was insane. From the few accounts I've heard of people there, apparently the vibes are awesome. Yeet. But at that point, you kind of knew that Jey Uso was going to wrestle Gunther. And it was kind of weird that they had wrestled each other the Saturday previously at Saturday night's main event. And I believe that show is in San Antonio or Houston, somewhere in Texas. But what was so weird to me is that Jey has just been yeet for months now, maybe a year. I forget when that whole gimmick started. And then he's facing the ring general, Gunther. Very stark contrasts in character. And admittedly, I didn't like it at first. I didn't want it. I was dreading it. Up until recently, where Jimmy Uso got involved, Jey's brother, one half of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tag team in World Wrestling Entertainment history. Gunther having to beat the living hell out of Jimmy Uso in front of his brother. Go watch that segment if you haven't. It's gnarly, and some of the best stuff that the Federation, excuse me, some stuff that the Entertainment has actually done in, what, months? Maybe the entirety of this year. It's one of my favorite segments that I've seen, and that's when I turned the corner. Maybe this can be better than anticipated. And this is coming off of last year's WrestleMania, I believe it was last year, where Jimmy and Jey wrestled each other to, results. It was not great. And it was very disappointing. But this time around, hopefully Jey has a better match against a guy who is one of my favorites in World Wrestling Entertainment. Gunther is the man. He genuinely is, one of the shining stars of World Wrestling Entertainment. The longest reigning Intercontinental Champion ever. Lost at last year's WrestleMania. When he won the World Heavyweight Championship. Okay, cool. His reign, not great. Hasn't been great so far. And maybe it'll end. Night one of WrestleMania. Main event Jey Uso will not be main eventing the show. We just talked about the triple threat. Maybe they'll open. If you ask me, they're opening the show. And we'll get to predictions later on. But that's a feud with some good build, especially in the last month. Great build, I should say. Another one. In my opinion, the Intercontinental Championship Fatal 4-Way. Bron Breakker, the son of Rick Steiner, going up against Penta El Zero Miedo. All right. Finn Balor of the Judgment Day and Dominic Mysterio of the Judgment Day round out that Fatal 4-Way. Penta debuted on the January 5th episode of Monday Night Raw, the first one live on Netflix. And he instantly connected with crowds. For those of us that watched AEW, we already know what Penta was about. Or even if you watched Lucha Underground, you know what Penta's about. But Bron Breakker has been the man last few months. People are barking at Raw shows, and he's, you know, embodying everything that a Steiner would. Finn Balor and Dominic Mysterio have been tied up with the Judgment Day for the better part of a couple years. And are we seeing the end of the Judgment Day? I know people have been saying that forever now. The Judgment Day, a big faction in WWE. We'll talk about Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, two other members of that faction later on. But that's another big, big piece of time, or big chunk of time that's being dedicated on Raw every week to that Fatal 4-Way. And this past week was no different.
We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.
Who's going to win the IC Championship? Is it Dominic Mysterio? Is it Finn Balor, who hasn't held singles gold in a good amount of time in World Wrestling Entertainment? Is it Penta winning his first belt? Or is it Bron Breakker retaining the championship? We'll see. We'll find out. But one of the better stories going into WrestleMania this year actually involves no titles, and it involves something that hasn't been done since 2006. Two women wrestling each other in a non-title, non-stipulation match for the first time in 19 years. It's Jade Cargill and Naomi. Naomi recently turned heel on Jade Cargill. Well, she did it a long time ago. I want to say it was late last year, where after Jade Cargill was mysteriously found in the parking lot on top of a shattered windshield, bleeding from the head. Oh no, Jade, who hurt Jade? At the time, she was the women's tag team, co-women's tag team champion with Bianca Belair, who's in a different match. But who did it? Naomi, being a friend of the two of them, stepped up to be that other half of the women's tag team championships, and they moved on. But the question remained, who hurt Jade? Allegations were thrown around all over the place, and we got our answer at the Elimination Chamber. Excuse me. It was Naomi this whole time. Naomi started off the Elimination Chamber with Liv Morgan. Jade Cargill's music hits, Jade enters the ring, and after weeks of Liv Morgan being accused of the one that attacked Jade Cargill in that parking lot, Jade attacked Naomi. Shortly afterwards, we got the confirmation from Naomi. She was the one that attacked Jade Cargill, calling Bianca Belair a bitch in the process. Sorry if I can't say that on House of L. But this feud has been surprisingly compelling and interesting. And a lot of it's come from Naomi. Naomi, who came back to WWE a couple years ago. I'm going to say it was a year and a half ago. And she went on a tear in TNA. But coming back to WWE gave her like this fresh coat of paint. Yeah, she was still glow and she still had the cool entrance. But now she's this menacing heel who is just cutting these scathing promos on Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill, this mountain of a woman, all of a sudden feels kind of small around Naomi. We'll see. what happens at WrestleMania. I believe their match is night one. Yeah, night one has a lot of bangers. Night one has some bangers. Let's go through night one real quick, and I'll give some predictions as we go. Like I said, the opening, I think it's going to be Gunther and Jey Uso. I don't know if we have any confirmation. Between now and then and night one of WrestleMania, we might get some type of match order, but I'm just going to guess. But we know the main event, and we'll get there when we get there. Jey Uso and Gunther. If you ask me, I want Gunther to retain, but I think Jey Uso will become a world champion to start night one of WrestleMania, instantly getting that moment and seeing thousands and thousands of people do the yee over and over again as Jey wins his first world title. Next, for the World Tag Team Championships, we got the War Raiders and the New Day. Thank God for the New Day turning heel on their former friend Big E after he turned on them, supposedly. Depends on who you ask. Now they're looking to get the World Tag Team Championships from the War Raiders, formerly the Viking Raiders. I think the New Day heel turn was super effective. Happened a few months ago. It's been great. But they kind of stalled out after a few weeks. I think a tag team championship into their incredible line of tag team championships would work now more than ever. They kind of need the victory. Giving it to the New Day, if you ask me. Jade Cargill and Naomi, another great match. I know I'm talking about how Jade needs to overcome the onslaught, the verbal onslaught from Naomi, but Naomi needs to win more than Jade Cargill does. Naomi has been getting physically just dominated over the last few weeks from assaults by Jade. But Naomi getting the victory here would be ideal, if you ask me. We can carry this feud on through the summer. This does not need to stop at WrestleMania. LA Knight, yeah. And Jacob Fatu are wrestling for the U.S. Championship, the United States Championship. This was a little fun. LA Knight, yeah. Super over in WWE. So is Jacob Fatu. Jacob Fatu, another newer star in WWE. But are we ready to have LA Knight drop the United States Championship again? He recently gained it back from Shinsuke Nakamura after losing it to Shinsuke Nakamura. But after that, Shinsuke reign wasn't great. They gave it back to LA Knight, added some more mustard to it. And now he's wrestling Jacob Fatu after Jacob Fatu beat Braun Strowman in a number one contenders match. Jacob Fatu, this would be a good time to give him his first gold in WWE. However, Solo Sikoa, another new Bloodline member, is just roaming around. A lot of envy might be building up from Solo. Maybe he gets involved. Maybe he costs Jacob the United States Championship. I got LA Knight retaining in that scenario. Rey Mysterio, one of the best of all time, one of the GOATs. He's wrestling El Grande Americano. It's Chad Gable. on TV, they're really playing it off as this new luchador is coming to WWE, El Grande Americano. It's Chad Gable. Unless they pulled some crazy trickery, some movie magic at WrestleMania. Yeah, I don't love this gimmick for Chad Gable. I think Chad's great on his own. He did not need a mask and a new name. And I use that word loosely. I got Rey Mysterio in this match. And frankly, this is the match I care about the least on the entire card for WrestleMania. WWE Women's title, Tiffany Stratton and Charlotte. I cannot do justice. The beef that they've had in real life that's translated to their on-screen work. I highly recommend checking out their promos. The unedited versions, if you can. I got Tiffany retaining in this. Charlotte does not need another world title after coming back recently. Tiffany is the move, if you ask me. Plus, she's one of the shining stars and probably the future of the women's division in WWE. Let her keep the belt a little bit longer. Fingers crossed. The main event, the triple threat, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and CM Punk. Punk with Heyman in this corner. I want to say Punk really bad. This is CM Punk's first WrestleMania main event, something he's been clamoring for over a decade. And I don't think he's going to win. I have Seth Rollins winning this. I know Seth was, you know, the last man standing on Raw, but something about the vibe is giving me Seth winning this. CM Punk, fingers crossed. I hope you win, man. Night two. All right. Logan Paul, YouTube sensation, Prime creator. He's wrestling AJ Styles. Why? Great question. They've done a bad job of telling us why on TV. Shout out to Karrion Kross, who's been really trying to tell us what this feud's about in general. He lost to AJ Styles on Raw, on the Raw before WrestleMania. But AJ and Paul and AJ and Styles, or AJ and Styles, Logan and AJ need to really give us a banger. And AJ is one of the greats, whether independently or in Japan or in TNA and WWE, he's awesome. Logan Paul, I may not be his biggest fan, but you cannot deny his athleticism and what he does in the ring. I'm hoping for AJ Styles, and please, please let it be AJ Styles. All right, women, WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. Liv Morgan, who I mentioned earlier, and Raquel Rodriguez are wrestling Bayley and the Women's Intercontinental Champion, Lyra Valkyria. Why aren't we defending the IC title, the women's IC title at WrestleMania? Great question. That belt was introduced this year, and it will not be defended at the first WrestleMania that it'll have. Well, cool. At least Lyra got booked. As far as we know, Chelsea Green isn't even on the card, and she's the Women's United States Champion. That's not being defended either. Different pod for a different day. This is like a Franken team match. Bayley and Lyra and Judgment Day. I got the Judgment Day. Liv and Raquel. Liv Morgan, MVP of 2025 so far? Who knows? No. Oh, another great build. Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is a guy who has had a hell of a 16 months. His whole feud with CM Punk and everything that just led up to this moment now where he is one of the best characters in WWE and truly doing some just great stuff, regardless of what wrestling promotion you're watching. And Damian Priest, who had a big big 2024 as well. Excuse me. He is on fire. And hopefully they both get something good out of this. I would like both of them back in the main event scene as soon as possible. But Drew needs this. Drew needs this win, and I think he's going to get it. And it's a Sin City street fight. So it's going to be a little fun, if you ask me. Women's world title, triple threat, Io Sky, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley. Three of the biggest stars that WWE has, period, regardless of gender. And the feud is fine, if you ask me. It's fine. Bianca and Rhea, they've been having them avoid each other for years now, it feels like. And Io Sky right now, the current WWE Women's Champion, and she is just there, it feels like. I know she got the last laugh recently, but depending on the day, I'm flip-flopping on this. I hope Io retains. If it's not Io, I think it's going to be Bianca. Either way, my one prediction for this, Rhea Ripley, I'm sorry. You're catching the pin, regardless of who gets this W. Hopefully, Io Sky. IC Championship Fatal 4-Way, Breaker, Penta, Balor, and Mysterio. Sorry, Penta, as much as I would love to see you win your first gold here at WrestleMania, I think we can wait a little bit longer because I think it's finally time to crown Dominic Mysterio with his first main roster gold. He won the NXT North American Championship a little while back, but now it's time to win the IC belt, the same belt that his father won many a time, and the same belt one of his role models, Eddie Guerrero, won a long time ago in World Wrestling Entertainment. Rey Mysterio really, really did something with his son, man. I got Dom winning this Fatal 4-Way. Randy Orton's supposed to wrestle at some point. Kevin Owens, unfortunately, has some crazy neck injuries. Get well soon, Kevin. And Randy Orton may or may not wrestle at WrestleMania. If you ask me, there are a lot of names being thrown around for who he'll wrestle. I think it's going to be Nick Aldis, the SmackDown general manager. And again, SmackDown's this coming Friday, so who knows? Fingers crossed. I hope I'm right. Because what are other options? Solo Sokoa? No. The returning Aleister Black? That's been rumored. That'd be cool, I guess. But I don't want Aleister to lose. Rainey's going to win this match regardless. And I'd rather it be against Nick Aldis, someone who I think WWE fans are ready to see in the ring. We've seen what Nick Aldis can do, former NWA world champion. All right. Am I forgetting some? The main event. Cody Rhodes, John Cena. Again, John's return and his heel turn brought eyes, a lot of eyes, back to World Wrestling Entertainment. And he's after that coveted 17-time world champion. He's tied with Ric Flair right now. Woo! At 16. Depending if you ask Rick, Rick says he has more, but 16 is what is on the website. It's what's official. Is John going to get number 17 against Cody Rhodes? I flip-flop on this all the time. I don't think Cody needs to drop the belt, and I don't think John needs to win right now. But with the story that they've been telling, with what they've been doing, it's hard for me to not see John Cena winning number 17 on WrestleMania Sunday, night 2, this upcoming Sunday. I think that's the card. That's the whole card. Hopefully I didn't miss anything. Like I said, there might be matches that are announced between now and actual WrestleMania time. Where are the SmackDown tag belts? Those would be fun to see, the WWE tag belts. It's a great story over there on SmackDown. That'd be fun. The women's mid-card belts, obviously not Lyra because she's already wrestling, but Chelsea Green would be fun to see at WrestleMania. There's a lot of people missing this year, whether it's injuries or rest or a combination of both. This year has just felt weird, but maybe I saw this online recently and I can't help but think of it. This WrestleMania is giving WrestleMania 31. We're on paper and the build said this wasn't super great, but the actual show was really freaking fun. I hope I'm wrong. And a lot of the predictions I've made and a lot of the thoughts that I have, I would like to be proven wrong. Please prove me wrong, especially as someone who will be in Las Vegas for WrestleMania weekend. So if you're watching this on YouTube, my Twitter is down here, or my X, whatever you want to call it, is down here. The letter C, Anthony Lopez on Twitter. If you want to follow me on Instagram at the letter C _ Anthony Lopez, I'm going to be in Vegas for a while, probably longer than I should, but I'm going to be consuming a lot of wrestling. So much wrestling will be consumed. I'm going to NXT. That's a whole separate podcast maybe we can talk about, but wrestling is back. And this is the first WrestleMania where we can proudly say that wrestling is like a part of the zeitgeist. And there's a ton of great stuff that could happen at WrestleMania this year. And I, for one, I'm excited to see what happens. What do you think of this year's WrestleMania build? If you're watching this on YouTube, let us know in the comments. Follow and subscribe to the House of L podcast. Thank you to Lawrence for letting me on this. He was so kind to invite me on, and I am so happy to be here. If you want to hear more wrestling talk on House of L, let him know. If you want to see me more on House of L, let him know. Well, so for House of L podcast, for Lawrence Holmes, my name, one more time, is Chris Anthony Lopez. Happy WrestleMania season. And let's have some fun. And be good people. Be good people. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.